Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks Presents True Crime for the Short on Time. As always, I'm John Connor.
I'm Olivia Cornu.
Saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. Before we get started, as always, Olivia, my friend, my co-host, my buddy, my pal, great to have you back. How you feeling? Definitely missed you on Monday. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, and thanks for holding down the fort. You know, I was ready to go, but I've just had this, I'm going to call it an allergen. I have some sort of allergen here, whether it's in my house, out in the world, I don't know, but it is, for the last week, I've been congested and then fine every other hour. So in about an hour, I'll be fine. And in 30 minutes, I'll be congested again. And, you know.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is. I haven't pinpointed it down yet.
Well, we were talking before the podcast here, and I'm pretty sure you're just allergic to me. So.
Yeah. It's,
I gotta record. I'm getting real stuffed up all of a sudden.
Sorry, John.
No. I'm just glad that you're feeling better. I know this time of year, we were talking a little bit, but I took Millie to Kids Bop last Sunday, and like my mom was in town, so we got to hang out, but it was just so hot and so miserable. And like, we still had a good time, but we were all just drenched in sweat. And so I can definitely, you know, with the way the weather is changing, I'm sure allergies are in full swing. And this year just seems like a little bit of a weird year compared to normal weather.
Yeah, everybody's having the heat waves, or they did last week. And I don't know if it's the same for this weekend. I'm just like, welcome America to how New Orleans feels during the summertime.
Yeah.
Very high humidity, very high heat. It's just miserable.
Well, these heat waves keep freaking me out.
We do not own the rights to those lyrics.
We don't. No, we don't. But yeah, like that Kids Bop show, like we had a lot of fun. You know, Millie was just screaming her little head off. But if you look at the pictures, you can just see where it looks like all of us had just gotten out of a shower.
Have you uploaded these to the shared album?
No, I will. I will.
Because I don't feel like I've gotten notified of those yet.
I will. Yeah, we definitely look rough for sure. But it was a good time. But you know, and you know, I think it's also, you know, we're coming up on July 4th, so I think this is the time of year where it's supposed to be hot. You know, so
it's peak just trying summer.
Ladies and
gentlemen, welcome to summer.
Well, it's also weird for me too, because like the kids here go back to school like the first week of August. And
really?
Yeah, because they get out like the end of May. So
I guess that's true. They usually go back when my nephew's birthday is, which is like early August.
Yeah. But it's strange because I grew up in Michigan where we get out like into June and then we don't go back until like the first week of September. So I'm, you know, just thinking about the kiddo and I'm like, man, your summer's almost over. Like we got
a month.
We gotta cram some stuff in there and get some good time. So
we all are about to do that.
Yeah. Well, Aunt Olivia's coming. So
I'm coming. And y'all have a little trip coming.
I'm going to isolate that and just save that.
I'm coming.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're going to Chicago next weekend. And then you're coming to visit. We're going to go see Coldplay. So, got a lot of good stuff packed in this last month. So, I'm really excited for it. And
we'll get some good Check the Locks content at the Coldplay concert.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get to record our very first episode in the same room
right after
over 3 years of doing this podcast. So it's going to be pretty cool.
We get John at like a techno rave Coldplay concert. Me.
Yeah, I've got so much ecstasy and so many baby pacifiers. I'm ready to have such a good time.
I'm going to get you on the bike. Concert. We're going to go ride the bikes. Keep the power going in the concert. Oh,
yeah, I'm sure everybody's always wanted to see the bear at the circus riding the bicycle. But, well,
I don't mean to laugh, but that was funny.
it's the truth. It's big guy, little bike. But, well, speaking of 4th of July, this is a short on time case, and I wanted to bring something that was actually 4th of July related, kind of, you know, thinking about keeping it on brand and sticking with a holiday. So, you know, I know we've been doing the Gabby Gabby. Should we hush it up, get to the Stabby Stabby and break down this week's case?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. For this week's Short on Time, we're headed to Oregon. On July 3rd, 1983, 27-year-old Teresa Joanne Peroni was attending a party. She had come to the event with her boyfriend, 29-year-old Mark Sanfratello. Now, at some point, the pair began to argue when Mark accused Teresa of cheating. And according to witnesses, the pair continued to argue as they walked into the woods near the Illinois River Road home. Teresa Peroni would never be seen again. When she didn't return home, her family reported her missing. Obviously, the police investigated the disappearance, and while they found it to be suspicious, there was not enough evidence to charge anyone with a crime. And eventually, the case would go cold. But 14 years later, there would finally be a break. In 1997, a human skull was found on a property near the last place that Teresa was seen alive. The authorities were immediately notified, and the area was searched with cadaver dogs. However, no other remains were found. But the skull was sent to the University of North Texas for examination and DNA testing. Then, in 2024, the Josephine County Sheriff's Office decided that it would actually reopen the cold case. Investigators looked for anyone who had any knowledge of the said case, especially those who would have had some type of involvement. Additional DNA was taken, and by using those samples, they were able to determine that the skull found in 1997 was in fact that of Teresa Peroni. Then, on June 27, 2025, so just a few days ago, after locating several people involved in the case, using additional DNA, and using the original case files, a grand jury finally made an indictment, and Mark Sanfratello was charged with Teresa's murder. He was arrested in California on June 28th of this year, and he's currently being held while awaiting extradition back to Oregon. So, Olivia, that's this week's case, and you know how much I love these types of stories, but I got to ask you, where's your head at? What do you think?
Well, I think you know how I stand on these cases. Number one, I love that all these old-time criminals are getting caught with DNA and that people are willing to open up cold cases and to solve these murders and to get justice for families. Like, I'm here for it every single time we do one of these. But I also go back to what I always say. Just break up, move on. Don't murder somebody because of cheating. Just like move on. Just move on. And so it's just another senseless life lost because of, no offense, macho men who can't handle the heat.
Hey, I'm offended. I'm sorry.
You know what I mean, though?
As like, a macho man, I take offense to that.
It's definitely a complex for a man to murder a woman, you know, when he is like denied. So I just feel like just walk away. So it's just sad that Teresa had to lose her life and then her family had to wait however many years. I mean, basically in 40 years, 42 years, is that what you said?
That's four decades.
To actually, like, get justice and, like, know for sure that was him. You know, deep down, they always knew it was Mark. He was the last one to see her. I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of things that pointed to him, and then it just went unnoticed for decades. And so I'm glad that they were able to get justice for Teresa's family.
Yeah, I definitely agree. This is one of those cases where, like you, I'm very happy that, you know, Mark, when he was arrested, was 72 years old. So at the time this happened, he was 29. He's walked around.
He lived a long life.
Yeah. And he's walked around on Earth longer, a free man after doing this than he did before, you know? So I'm definitely glad that he was caught, that he is now facing. He's got to face up to what he did. There is a part of me that is absolutely infuriated by the fact that this did take 40 years, because to me it's like, oh yeah, they got into an argument, boyfriend and girlfriend walk into the woods, only boyfriend comes back, no one ever sees Teresa ever again. And it's like, well, we don't really have enough to launch any kind of real investigation or bring charges to anybody. It's like, the last person she was seen alive with, she went in those woods and she never came back out, you know? So
right.
It feels like this shouldn't have taken 40 years. Now, I also don't know, you know, what police work was like in Oregon in 1983, right. You know? Right. So that could be part of it as well. But at the end of the day, I'm just glad that, you know, there's justice for Teresa. There's closure for her family. You know, I think most importantly, because, you know, like, she disappeared in 1983, and then in 1997, you know, 14 years later, we found a skull and it could be my daughter's. So it's like you're getting these like little pieces of hope over decades to figure out, you know, what is happening. So I'm sure to know once and for all, like, that was her body part and this is definitely the person who did it. It's, you know, got to bring some closure and hopefully make things easier now that you know what happened. You know what I mean? Instead of just, because I'm sure in your gut, her family was like, yeah, Mark did this, but to have the actual evidence to say like he did this for sure has gotta feel good, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, like, this is their entire life. You know, if she has a sibling, like, this is her entire life that she has spent waiting to find answers. You know, her parents are probably, I would think, very old or deceased. if he's 72, you know, because they were only 2 years apart. What was he, 29 and she was 27? So, like, her parents may have never seen this justice. They may not be living. I mean, I don't know, but it shouldn't take that long for something that seems so simple to be solved.
Yeah. Usually, you know, the simplest explanation is the most logical, right? So it definitely seems like they should have been looking at him a lot more closely, a lot earlier than they did. So I, you know, like I said, I don't know. There's just something that I really like about seeing these people who've committed these crimes live their life as free people, probably thinking they're never going to get caught. And then it's like, hey, guess what, man? You're 72. You don't have a lot of good years left. And those years that you do have now, you're going to spend behind bars, you know? So I think the other thing I was thinking too, and I don't know if maybe this is just now because I've hit 40 and I like am, you know, feeling a little bit older, but you know, 27, when I was 15, 27 felt like super old. You know, now that I'm 40, right. I'm like, oh man, you still have, yeah, you have so I much mean, life.
I'm about a decade from 27.
Yeah.
You know, somebody what I mean? Said to me the other day, you should date this guy. He's 27. I looked at them. I said, I'm almost 10 years older than them. No, thank you. He's like, oh, aren't you like 30 something? I was like, yeah, 35. 35.
You're not trying to cougar it up?
Be no, the, no, thank you.
Be the old lady. Like, what's up? Give me a young stud. Cabana boy. I'll date him, but he can only wear Speedos and he has to clean my pool.
This podcast just took a real downside.
Yeah. No.
I was like, no, like, I'm old. Like, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
Well, I'm far from 27.
It's just, it makes you think, especially when you've got those years behind you, right? Where it's like, yeah, 27 seems old, but like you still have so much. I didn't even have a kid at 27. You know what I mean? My life has changed so much, right? But so just to think about all that Teresa had to look forward to or what she could have gotten out of her life and it, you know, was cut so short. It's just, again, I'm just glad that he's facing the consequences for what he did. But if we're talking deadbolt test, where does something like this fall for you?
I mean, I think it's always scary for a partner to kill a partner or a girlfriend and boyfriend, spouse, whatever. But I'm going to put it at 6. I don't like those. Just leave them. Take your rejection and move on.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would put this probably about, I'm going to put it about a 5. And I think the only reason I put it at a 5 is because I don't know more. This is definitely something that I want to keep an eye on as like any kind of trial progresses or anything like that. Because again, it seems with the evidence, it seems very likely that, hey, this is the person. We've got the right guy for this. But I want to know more about their relationship because part of me would like to think that, you know, if Teresa thought he was dangerous, she wouldn't have gotten into an argument and then walked into the woods with him alone, right? Like,
right, right.
So, you know, was this, he just snapped in that moment, you know, and again,
or I think, like, was it building? Was he kind of always just a little aggressive or, you know?
Well, you know, and it, like, I do know that I've known lots of insecure men who accuse their girlfriends or whatever of cheating. And it's usually because they're doing something
they're not.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to know more about the dynamic, but just the fact that, like, I'm dating you, like, we're into each other. We made a commitment to each other. You shouldn't be having thoughts of, like, I'm going to take you out to the woods and kill you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, but I definitely want to come back to it and see how everything unfolds. Well, that is where we fall on the deadbolt test for this week's case. Olivia is putting it at a 6. I'm putting it at a 5. But as always, we want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Teresa Peroni fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, come hang out with us. We would love to get the opportunity to get to know you, spend a little time with you. Olivia, I know I was telling you we had like 10 people join last week. So it's awesome. It's just cool to see the community continuing to grow even after, you know, we've been doing this for 3 years at this point. So come hang out with us if you're not part of the Facebook group. We'd love to have you. And there is a link to join in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now.
It's the best place on the internet.
Yeah, always has been, always will be. So come hang out with us. And as always, if you like what we do, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. We've got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits. You get coffee mug, stickers, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes commercial free. So if you love Check the Locks and you hate those ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, if you want to help us out, throw us a a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there. That's patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening and hanging out with us, sharing what we do with your friends, your family, the people who are important to you, means just as much, if not more. Again, that's how a podcast grows, right? Is you're like, hey, I listened to this. Have you checked it out? Here's a link. So if you're sharing what we do in any way, just know that we appreciate you. Again, it's that grassroots growth, and we can't do that without you. So again, very, 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 very appreciative. That is all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying bite-sized true crime case. But until then, don't forget to
check the locks.
See you next week.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.